Amy Ray, On Your Honor, from her new solo record. It's called Stag. Here on Democracy Now, as we talk with Amy Ray and Michael Franti about their work, their politics, their art. Billy Bragg, the English songwriter, once said, "The two driving forces in my life are love and politics." Amy, Michael, both of you are activists and write political songs. You write music that often deals with intensely personal subjects like love and relationships. Do you see these issues as in any way separate from your political commitments, Michael?
Well, I think that the reason any of us should be political is because we care about our families and our friends and our wives, our children, our spouses, our lovers, whoever, community. And, you know, in our lives, it's a constant journey of trying to match our body and our mind and our emotions. And when we bring them all together, that's our path that we call our, you know, our spirituality. And then once we sort of discover what that is, we have to then try to connect it to the whole of humanity and the whole of the natural world, you know. And so for me, music is part of doing that. It's part of taking what I have that's inside in my mind and my body and my emotions, trying to put it into words and into music, and then trying to share that with other people. And sometimes it comes out in a political truth, sometimes it's an emotional truth, sometimes it's a musical truth, but I'm always trying to find what it is that's a truth for me and then put it out there.
Amy?
I've always found in most cases that any time a large or even a small group of people come together to hear music, there's a sense of rebellion. I mean, I don't care if it's Britney Spears, you know, it's like there is a sense of something bonding people together about music that creates an energy that feels like rebellion to me, you know. And so for me, it's this, I can't separate anything out, you know, as an activist and a musician. Ever since I was a kid, anything that I thought about in terms of music was, this is the voice of a community type of feeling. And so that even when I was singing David Cassidy songs in front of a mirror, you know, I had a sense of righteousness, you know, so I don't know where that comes from. It might be false, but it's there.
Well, let's break for stations to identify themselves. When we come back, I'm going to find out where you both come from, how you came to what you do. You're listening to Democracy Now! Back in a minute. You're listening to Democracy Now! Free Speech Radio. I'm Amy Goodman, joined in our continuing series on art and revolution by Amy Ray and Michael Franti, who are making a lot of noise in the background here. But we want to talk about how you got started. Michael, before you start fiddling with that guitar that you said Amy taught you to play?
Actually, last summer.
Well,
when I was in Cuba with them, there was this a couple nights, almost every night, I guess, when everybody would sit out late until like 2-3 in the morning, and all the Cubans would sing a song and then pass the guitar to an American to sing a song and back and forth. And they would pass the guitar to me, and I'd go, And then also because of, like, language, I felt like I just didn't want to, like, rhyme, you know, do one of my, you know, raps a cappella, because they were, you know, most of them didn't understand English well enough to really get what I was saying, apart from just the feel of the voice. And so when I was on tour with the Indigo Girls last summer, I went up to Emily and Amy and their sound, their guitar tech, Scully, and I said, you gotta just show me like one or two chords so that when I get around a campfire, I can like just do one song. So from that time, I've been slowly progressing as a amateur guitarist, but I've finally got the nerve to play it on stage a couple times.
Okay, you're on stage.
Yeah.
Play.
Right now? Okay, all right.